Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Eduardo Solano is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He is checking in from Kendall. We can get a weather check. How's the weather been down there, Eduardo?
No, it's no problem. It's perfect.
Did you tie down your backyard furniture? Your son famously once during a weather report, and there wasn't even a hurricane coming. I think it was just some rain, said that people should tie down their backyard furniture.
No, I mean, this is nothing. I mean, nothing is going on right now. The problem is that the people from Sarasota apparently is going to go south of Tampa now. Tampa is going to get the effect, but I don't know. Let me tell you, those things are scary. I remember Andrew.
And I remember Andrew as well. Ones,
yeah. And it's not funny. You know.
No, I feel terrible for the folks in Sarasota, Bradenton, and obviously, like you say, Tampa's going to get a lot, and the Bay, depending on the storm surge, and then it's going to cut across the state. Orlando's certainly going to get some, and on the East Coast as well. So everyone needs to stay aware.
Yeah, my friend from the village, those people, they're going to get it too.
Oh, I mean, listen, you'd run the villages if you were up there.
Eduardo,
you'd have your golf cart, your political flag. I mean, you would run that place.
Eduardo, so Alejandro is now a homeowner. Are you scared a little bit for him? Because is he ready? I don't think he's ready to be a homeowner.
Well, that's your problem. Hawk problem.
I think that's his problem now.
You have absolved yourself of that problem from now on, Eduardo.
My problem is not a problem anymore.
That's right.
Now I have the condo. Now I have the condo, and I can make money with that.
Well, I'm talking about. I don't exactly know if you're right, because right now the biggest threat to me getting fired happens to be you being on our airwaves.
Sorry, this is Hawk. He hired me. He's the one who called me. And I signed the contract with him, and that's his problem.
I need a little crash pad. How much are you asking for that apartment? Where is that? In Kendall? Is that where you own that apartment, Eduardo?
Yeah, it's a townhouse. They're running at $2,500 a month.
All right, put me down for one. Put me down for one. I need a little place to get away, if you know what I'm talking about.
I won't charge you. I mean, for sure.
Pay in cash. I'll pay in cash.
What about Eduardo? What about per hour? Like $100 per hour?
I'll rent it and then I'll sublet it per hour. All right, let me give you some games to pick here. So, Eduardo, you went 1-2 last week. You're back on the losing side of things. You are 7-11 on the season. We need a 3-0 week out of you, all right? So muster up everything you have. I'm going to give you all Florida-based games here, all Florida-related games here. I will start in college. Tennessee is a very good college football team. They are 16-point favorites over Crowder's Florida Gators. Do you like the Gators plus 16 or Tennessee, the Volunteers, minus 16?
Tennessee, minus 16.
Yeah, I think Crowder would agree with you as well. I can't see myself taking any kind of Gators bet against Tennessee, no matter the points.
And they lost last week to Arkansas. They're going to be mad. Yeah, Tennessee's about to come out crazy.
We know the Dolphins and the Hurricanes are on their bye week, so I'll give you Jacksonville. There's a Florida team. They're in London, by the way. It's the Bears. The Bears are 2-point favorites over the Jacksonville Jaguars in London. You like the Jags plus the points or the Bears minus the points?
I like the Bears minus the points.
So far, we are in concert on everything that you are picking, which is bad sign for you.
Well, yeah, it's not for me. It's not for me.
I am not good at gambling.
I mean,
you don't want to. You don't want to be in concert with me when it comes to making picks. Finally, Tampa Bay, and we're praying for them. Tampa Bay, they've already, the Buccaneers, flown to New Orleans to get out of the weather. Tampa Bay Buccaneers are a 3.5-point favorite over the New Orleans Saints. You like Tampa laying the points or New Orleans getting the points?
New Orleans getting the points.
New Orleans getting the points. All right, there you go. Do you like food out of the fridge, leftovers? Do you like it cold or heated up? Let's say you get some Publix fried chicken. Do you heat it up real hot or do you eat it cold?
The chicken, cold.
Me too. Me too.
Eduardo.
Yeah. Pizza. Cold, what about chicken? Pizza?
Pizza, no, I heat it up.
Heat it up, okay. Rice and beans.
I won't eat them the next day.
Oh, really?
No. I usually don't eat leftovers.
Because you got money.
Can't hide money, Eduardo. Can't hide money.
He got that bread.
When I was a kid, probably I ate too many, leftovers. it was rice. A little bit more. They can do croquettes. They do this. They do that. I mean that. Yeah, now I can pay for some food that I can eat.
Let's just say he's not smoking 305s, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
Great. All right, Eduardo Solana, those are the picks for this week. I'm looking for a 3-0 week from you. I want to get something going here. We need some action. He likes Tennessee laying the points against the Gators. He likes the Bears laying the points against Jacksonville. And he likes New Orleans getting the points from Tampa. Thank you, Eduardo. Stay safe, stay dry, and we will talk to you next week.
All right. Good luck, guys. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
We need it in a big way. More than you know. Eduardo Solana there with his weekly picks.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.